So again, after noticing that other shoes that were out there that were kind of meeting the need that she wanted to have met were uncomfortable, customers complained again about the soles being too soft, too flimsy. So she wrote a business plan and sent it to a few friends. And within 2 weeks, she had raised $10,000 to launch the business and get the first samples made. When she created the final product in 2012, she made sure that flat out of heels were the best rollable flat on the market and different from any other brand due to their hard, durable soles that are durable enough for daily wear, machine washable fabrics, a bag to carry heels once removed, and their extended sizes from 4 to 14, where the competitor's sizing was stopping at a size 10. Not bad. I like the fact that she was thinking about convenience too. Some way of carrying the heels once the lady took those off, instead of having to just have them sitting on the floor, carrying each of them by hand when you're ready to make that move into the house in the bag. Maybe even keeping them better protected because they're in the bag from wear and tear. So some of the things that she says she's done to consistently ensure her success. Number one, she has prayed and had faith. She's also read, studied, asked for advice. She has attended conferences, and she constantly educates herself on her industry, the trends, and the technology that can improve her business. She also surrounds herself with the best team, advisors, and mentors. And she says that really and truly, human capital is the most valuable capital. How many of you value what she's calling her human capital? The people who help you succeed. It is so important, even if you're not talking about inventing. But you're running a business, you're a leader. It is so important that you truly value the people who help you. In fact, the fact that we value the people we work with should be such a well-known fact that not one of them, with any sense of integrity, questions whether or not we care for them. Care about the people. Pray, have faith, and read. Stay informed. You notice all that she does to stay informed? She reads, she studies, she asks for advice. She attends conferences. She said that there have been some challenges that she's faced in business, one of them being access to capital. But she was able to raise $250,000 from friends and bootstrap to scale. Despite the challenges of raising outside capital, her customers continue to purchase shoes daily, and they use their revenues to grow. Another challenge for her was building a team. Very hard to find people, good people, to be on your team and stick it out for the rough patches that many startups face. She says she overcame the challenge by looking into her network for advice and referrals for hiring. As a result, she got much better results when people are vetted in advance. And there are organizations out there who will vet potential employees for you. See if they're the right fit emotionally, mentally, attitudinally. And once they have vetted that person and send them on to you, they are generally setting you up to go ahead and hire someone who should be a good fit for your organization. Now, you still need to do your due diligence and make your final decision. But having them vetted beforehand can be a good way to go. There may be some cost involved, but think about the cost involved in continually replacing employees. Yeah, and just ask yourself, which is the better investment? Having no vetting service in place and maybe replacing employees at the rate of 30 to 42%, or investing in the vetting service and maybe cutting that down, the employee replacement rate down to maybe 18%. Access to capital and building a team. Flat Out of Heels, that's the name of the company. Flat Out of Heels are sold online, they're sold in stores, and they're sold in vending machines. And I know some of you are wondering, well, where will I find the vending machines so that I can buy them if I need them? Vending machines in stores and online. And one of the things that Dawn knew when she, you know, kept in mind when she was ready to scale her business, is keeps in mind that when she started Flat Out of Heels, e-commerce was not in her original business plan. She wanted to go to vending and retailers first. And that's the route that she took, the trade shows and trying to connect with buyers. But she quickly realized that e-commerce is the quickest and most affordable way to get a customer and to manage relationships with existing customers. Online direct-to-customer sales also yields the highest margins. So as she continues to scale, she's looking for more opportunities to sell direct. One of her plans is to increase her online sales by 300%, expand to more vending machine locations, and launch more innovative direct-to-customer concepts that she is planning to reveal this year. All right, ladies and gentlemen, what desire have you had that could possibly turn into a business? Something that will inspire you and excite you. That's a great way to let some of life's best moments come to you. What if it grows to the point where you start hiring people, putting them to work, paying them, and maybe inspiring them by your business invention and business expansion? And who knows, maybe have one or two of them to get so inspired that they start their business and begin to hire people. And then you'll see how you will have been empowering other people as you let some of life's best moments come through you. Till next time.